and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James and I host the studio at Marketing Showcase events up and down the UK, where we get the chance to chat to experts from, well, every element of the marketing world about what they're working on, along with the latest trends in marketing, what's really working for them and what's not, their wins and their challenges, and lots, lots more.
Hi, I'm Dan Moorhead. I'm the SEO manager for Channel 4.
Tell us a little bit then about where SEO fits into things at Channel 4.
Yeah, so we're a legacy broadcaster, linear TV, and we're going through this transformation at the moment where we're going digital first. So it's rebuilding the website, rebuilding the apps with a real focus to, you know, streaming over linear for when linear eventually turns off in, say, 10 years' time. That we're in a great position. We were the first to launch a streaming app in the UK with 4OD, and now we're going forwards with this digital-first strategy.
So where do you expect the work that you do to go, if that makes sense? How do you expect your role to change over the next few years?
Yeah, it's changed already because I sit in the product team. So as I say, we're rebuilding the website. And it's such a great opportunity to put like SEO at the forefront of a build for a streaming site, which is really quite rare. So I sit with the product team working with developers and BAs, but it's such like an integrated role. Like SEO can't just be in a silo. So I work with the marketing team, work with press, work with the editorial team, and UX obviously, because SEO and UX are so intertwined now. So yeah, I think it's, you kind of need to shift depending on what we're working on. So if there's development going on for the new site, then I'll be working with the engineers. If there's a big marketing campaign for a new show, something like that, then I'd be working with marketing.
Do you get to have fun with it then? Because obviously TV kind of feels like it should be fun.
Oh, absolutely. I love working in this. I was at the BBC for 4 years before this as well, working on like bite size education.
Oh, cool.
And that went, I was there during COVID, so like bite size went through the roof when I was there, which that was really important. But now we're getting to do like fun things.
Yeah.
So like it's the under 21 Euros at the moment. Yep. So just working on that, optimizing for football, which I love, is incredible. And getting people to watch England under 21s through to the semi-final tomorrow. It's great just to work on something that you're really passionate about. And it opens up areas that you wouldn't get in other areas of SEO. So working with like Google itself on their Vita program for the Euros and the Paralympics, we get to actually edit the SERP, which is really interesting. So we can insert our links for live streaming and for YouTube highlights. So it's great working on sports events like that.
Yeah, that's very cool. I feel like I'm having a lot of conversations with people at the moment about SEO and perhaps generally about kind of the future of search, because it's been Google basically for years, decades really, hasn't it? And it does feel like at the moment we're at the first kind of crossroads for quite some time in terms of the fact that maybe the future isn't quite as clear cut as that. So a lot of people talking about AI, ChatGPT, even kind of Google's own sort of AI summary that you get now, and it's quite possible to find the answer to something without having to click on a link or go to a website. But also the way that social seems to have kind of muscled its way in, really, and people talking about, you know, TikTok really being a search engine in its own right now, and kind of how that fits into things moving forward. I guess I'm kind of asking you a little bit about, I'm hoping you brought your crystal ball with you, because I'm asking about what you see the future looking like when it comes to search on a wider scale.
Yeah, I think you're right. Google still does make up the primary source of organic traffic, but you really do need to diversify. Don't rely on just one marketing channel to completely power your business. So diversifying what type of traffic that you're getting. So be that through social, be that through different search engines with Bing powering ChatGPT search, that kind of thing. AI mode has been rolled out in the States already. So that's going to be coming over here pretty soon. And that's going to be a completely new way of searching. You can use it with a VPN if you like, see what kind of search results that you might get for your business.
Right.
So you can kind of get ahead of the game. but with AI overviews, as you were mentioning. So that's like the kind of like the little summary that you'd get at the top after you've searched for your keywords. You might see a rise in these no-click searches, basically. Hrefs did a survey where they saw a 35% drop in click-through rates when there was an AI summary present. I think you need to maybe communicate internally that, you know, if you're seeing this drop, it's because of this, and you need to kind of diversify where you're getting your traffic from. And yeah, there's no getting away from this. You're gonna have to do this.
It feels in some way like SEO is moving away from being quite a technical thing to being a bit more creative again, and it's about, you know, marketing on a kind of as a wider thing rather than just about keywords and other things like that. So it does feel like a really interesting crossroads that we're at.
Yeah, I think definitely moving away from just the exact match keywords and more into the semantic intent of what the search is for. But I don't think that it's ever going to move away from the technical SEO side, because how you build the website, how it gets crawled, how it gets rendered, and ultimately how it gets indexed is going to feed into all the different forms of search. So yeah, that's never going to go away. You need to make sure that, because if those robots can't access your content, then it's not going to appear anywhere.
Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense, actually. I'm guessing the stuff that we've talked about here is the stuff that people who work in SEO are probably thinking about day in, day out at the moment. If you had one piece of advice that you would give to anyone that works in SEO, whatever the industry, whatever the role they're in, what would that be right now?
Knowledge share. I think it's a great industry to knowledge share when we come to conferences like this, podcasts like this, just being open about what you're working on, the difficulties that you're facing, and all of us working together, it makes it a lot easier to get ahead.
That's good advice. I like that. Brill, thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure to chat to you. I feel like I've you've given me some real food for thought and perhaps challenged some of my views, which is awesome. So thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your day here at Marketing Showcase.
Great, thanks for having me.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.